Proverbs 8:19 through 21 says, "My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures." You know, it's a sad thing, but the Word Faith and Prosperity Gospel movements have had a detrimental effect on biblical Christianity of the past century or even longer. And their emphasis on getting things and making prosperity the goal of Christian living, it's caused many to overcorrect and react with unbiblical extremes. And what I mean is the fact that when God blesses a Christian with prosperity as a reward for honest hard work, some folks get a guilty conscience. They almost think they're sinning. So let's make one thing clear. If you attain to some measure of prosperity, the only reasons for you to feel guilty is if they are ill-gotten gains, if you attain them by some illegal or unethical means. Or number two, you are prosperous, but you don't give tithes and offerings to the Lord's work, but hoard it for your own prosperity. Otherwise, a Christian handling their income wisely can expect that God will meet their needs and may very well reward you with some measure of prosperity. But a key point is found right here in this proverb. Prosperity is not the goal, but is a byproduct of the goal. The goal is righteousness and judgment. Let's read it again. "My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures." Listen, I'm not what the world would call prosperous on the books. My bank account and property and list of any other so-called holdings will not make anyone's list of top wealth holders in the world. I have a very small retirement, but I nonetheless consider myself prosperous. God has blessed me with fruit that is better than gold and revenue that is better than choice silver. I look at my wife and my family and a growing quiver of grandchildren, and I'm blessed to have both of my parents, both of my siblings and their families, and even a grandmother in her mid-90s still with us. And all of these are saved and will be with me forever in heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our BBF family and a number of lasting friendships, with some that have already lasted more than a decade. And we shouldn't fail to be thankful for material comforts. We have a nice home with air conditioning and heating. We have plenty of food, clothing, furniture, and even a cute little puppy to make things even that much nicer. But still, I believe that as the Lord leads us in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the paths of judgment, the substance that it refers to, that He will cause us to inherit, is most importantly that eternal city and eternal life that lies ahead. I've come close to losing everything about 20 years ago. I could yet come to a point where all material, worldly things are gone and I could be left alone for some period of time. But I still have an eternal future. It awaits me, and it'll be something beyond my imagination. Isaiah 64:4 says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him." That's a promise, and I believe that. That's what I believe is really important to consider when we're told that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. As much as we enjoy any measure of prosperity in this life, the best is yet to come.